Down through the years, humanity has wrestled with darkness. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. James Weldon Johnson spoke of a darkness like a thousand midnights in a Louisiana swamp in God's trombones. Martin Luther King Jr. preached about a knock at midnight. Mystics in the Middle Ages spoke of the winter of discontent and the dark night of the soul. And one day in Palestine, the earth shook and the sun refused to shine as the Son of God hung on Calvary's cross. Then there's the darkness and cold of a winter night. Newsweek magazine carried the story of Karen Hartley. She was caught in an avalanche on a skiing trip. In the darkness, she wondered, "What am I to do?" What came to her was that she should dance to the music that kept coming in her head. Dance? In the dark? Instead of giving up, quitting, throwing in the towel, or curling up in a fetal position and wait for death, she chose to dance all night long in the dark. And soon she was rescued. She isn't the only one. In the Bible, Paul and Silas was locked up in a Roman jail. They could have given up, quit, thrown in the towel, or curl up in a fetal position, waiting for death. Instead, at midnight in the dark, Paul and Silas prayed and sang. While they were praying and while they were singing, maybe even dancing in the dark, suddenly the jail door flew open and they were free. In the dark, they received their liberation and the jailer found salvation for himself and his family. Karen sang what came into her head and danced in the dark until help arrived. Paul and Silas prayed and sang in the dark until their dungeon doors shook and their chains fell off. The lyrics of their faith were written by past experiences. The songs rose up within them at their darkest hour. These were the songs of past experiences with God, which were tapped out with the beating of their hearts and rose up like ringing in their ears, like a sweet, sweet sound in their ears. Every time God intervenes, answers a prayer, grants grace, shows mercy, is slow to anger, forgives sins, come to the rescue, it is a melody that is stored in our hearts. So when darkness comes, faith pushes the rewind button, plays that song that witnesses to the glory of God, and we can dance, even if it's dark outside. Besides, even in the dark, the psalmist reminds us that the Lord is our light and salvation. Whom shall we fear? Even on the darkest days, like when a loved one dies, or we lose a friendship, a job, a promotion, or a point, or an argument, faith tells us we can dance in the dark. Because as the psalmist declares, "Lord, you light my lamp, you light my darkness." So go on, dance today, even if it's dark. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul shouts, "Hallelujah, I thank God for saving me." I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.